Wednesday, October 16th from 9 a.m. to noon for our austerity special right here on KBOO Portland.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
Hi there, welcome to Out Loud, KBOO's queer news and culture radio show. I'm Alan. We have a great show tonight. We're going to be talking about Two-Spirit folk and the Native American communities. Thanks for listening to Out Loud. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by the KBOO Foundation members and a grant from McMinnmans. McMinnmans invites Out Loud listeners to the Pearly Gates, the newest dance party in Lola's Room at the Crystal Ballroom, featuring up-tempo disco and soul with a modern twist every single Sunday night. More info at McMinnmans.com/Lola's. Hi, welcome to Out Loud tonight. Thanks for listening to KBOO. Tonight we're going to be talking about Two-Spirit folks and the Native American community. Welcome to our guests. We have Siadam Edmo.
Hi.
We have Candace Brings Plenty Right.
Hello.
And Amanda Brings Plenty Right.
Hello.
Why don't we start, and we'll have each of you give a little intro and tell us a bit about who you are and the work you're doing here in Portland.
All right. My name is Amanda Brinks Plenty Wright. I'm Klamath Modoc from Southern Oregon, and I am the founder and director of Portland Two-Spirit Society. And I live here in Portland with my wife, Candace, and our five kiddos.
My name is Candace Brinks Plenty Wright, and I am an Oglala Lakota Sioux from Rapid City, South Dakota. I moved here about a year and a half ago after I married my wife, and we've been married for about 2 years now. It took us about 4 months to transition and move here. I'm really excited to move to Portland and become an Oregonian. I'm currently working for the Wisdom of the Elders. I'm the project coordinator for Discovering Our Stories for Schools. And I'm also the co-director of the Portland Two-Spirit Society. I do a lot of grant writing and nonprofit consulting and coordination for various other projects as well. And I guess I would like to make a little announcement about Wisdom of the Elders. They're having their Native American Storytelling Festival and Emerging Tribal Storytellers Workshop over the weekend. It begins on Friday. It starts at 7:30 at the Portland Community College Cascade Auditorium. And following that for the weekend, it'll be at the Native American Youth Association.
That is the Northwest Indian Storytelling Festival online. Where can folks access information on those events?
You can find that online at wisdomoftheelders.org.
Great. Thanks.
And I'm Siadam Edmo. I'm Shoshone Bannock Nez Perce in Yakima. I coordinate the Indigenous Ways of Knowing program at Lewis and Clark College. And we have worked for the past 4 years on LGBT issues in Indian country and are responsible for pulling together the group that produced the Tribal Equity Toolkit.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
Let's start by talking about the Two-Spirit Society. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Portland Two-Spirit Society was formally started in May of 2010 by myself. I started after a conference that was held at Portland State University. A student there took it upon himself to have that be his final project for his class. And he asked me to come and share my story and to speak. And I had tried to start the group earlier, but I just didn't really get a good response. And so at this time, I decided to go ahead and try again, since there was a conference for it, and put some flyers together, a sign-up sheet, and walked away out of there with about 40 people who were interested in walking in Pride that year. And then being part of a social kind of organization group. I had been walking. I moved to Portland in 97 to go to college, and I had been walking in Portland Pride as one of the most, I think, visible natives, because I wore my regalia for the last 9-10 years now. And so I had also been traveling and running into people from Northwest Two-Spirit Society in Seattle, and then Montana Two-Spirit Society actually has an annual gathering. And so I was traveling these long distances to find this community and find my connection, and decided that I couldn't do that anymore, and there has to be more here than just me. And so I kind of took that next step and then got a really good response from the Native community. And kind of went forward from there. And then it was interesting, though, because right away, out of my own personal need and want, I started as a social group. But, you know, right as soon as it started, the community really showed that there was more education needed, more resources needed than just another social group. And so right off the bat, I was asked to start talking basically Two-Spirit 101. And then also going into schools and talking to some of the counselors and social workers and teachers about Two-Spirit youth. And from there, it's kind of taken off. And I've talked at over a dozen conferences in the last couple of years. And we just got done speaking at a community college up in Seattle a week ago. So we're kind of making our rounds and now seeing that since we have a pretty good foundation established, that it's time to start going towards our nonprofit status and writing grants. And so that's where we're at right now.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, we currently have a grant that we're working on. It's a mini grant through the Northwest Portland Inland Area Health Board. It is called the Tribal HIV Social Marketing Mini Grant. And our main focus is to reduce the stigma of the Two-Spirits within the mainstream society. And so with that, we're currently working towards creating various multimedia, printed media, as well as social media in regards to reducing the stigma of Two-Spirits.
That sounds great. We're going to hear a little bit more about that in just a moment. But in the meantime, we're going to hear from Ani and Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Alan. And what a great program. This is a wonderful example out loud this afternoon. Another fine example of why it is important that you choose this moment to support your community radio station, KBOO. I am Ani. I'm here with Jennifer, and we are asking you to stop what you're doing for just a moment and give a call to 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. It's easy to do. It just takes a couple minutes of your time. And I'd love to suggest that you go ahead and contribute in a sustaining way at just $10 a month, or $15 a month, you'll find it's quite easy to do, and you can work KABU into your monthly budget so that your support actually goes to your entire community year-round. And that helps keep KABU strong, and KABU helps keep communities strong. That's 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Jennifer's here, and she's got some great reasons of why community radio is important to support.
That's right, Annie. It is community radio. That means you and me and our neighbors. It's time for you to do your part in this community by picking up the phone and calling 1-877-500-5266. Or if you don't want to call in, you happen to be in front of the computer listening online, you could log on to kboo.fm. Feed the tip jar in the corner. It's our station. You should be a part of it. If you haven't contributed before, now is the time. We need you now.
And when Jennifer says it's our station, she totally means it's our station. You listening right now, it's your station too. If you're listening and you know that you are a part of our community because, well, you find things here on 90.7 that feeds your soul, that keeps you connected, that lets you know there are others of like minds out there, well, then please do back it up with just a little bit of your hard-earned change, because we put that change together with other community members, pennies, nickels, and dimes, and together we make right action. Together we create community radio. It's just that simple, but you need to be a part of it. Dial 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. It's so easy to do. It just takes a moment of your time. Perhaps you're out and about and you want to drop by to 20 Southeast 8th. You'll have to use the intercom phone out there by the front door, but we would love to meet you. We love meeting our listeners. Come on in and take a tour of the station. Find out how you can participate more and what your dollars go to here at KABU. And this is your moment to join and support out loud. We'd love to hear from you now. It's important that you make that call. 877-500-5266.
Thanks, Ani. Welcome back to Out Loud. We're talking about Two-Spirit folks and the Native American community. See, Autumn, I would love to talk about the Tribal Equity Toolkit right now.
Great. The Tribal Equity Toolkit was or is a toolkit that is free and available online. If you just Google Tribal Equity Toolkit, it's the first thing that comes up. It is a set of tribal resolutions and codes that support Two-Spirit and LGBT justice in Indian country. So it's a set of laws or policies, sample policies and resolutions for tribes to enact to become more inclusive and affirming of all tribal citizens.
What has been the response of different tribes so far?
Over the last year, we've done a project to interview over 30 elected tribal leaders all across the Northwest, from Idaho, Montana, Washington, and Oregon, about their readiness to implement the toolkit. And what we've heard from them is that they're ready, that this is something that elected tribal leaders are hearing that it's important to support because they believe that that the homophobia and the transphobia that was taught through colonization is something that needs to be rectified, and that asserting tribal sovereignty and utilizing our own sovereign tribal laws is a tool by which to do that, and demonstrating to our own tribal citizens and the world that we are sovereign tribal communities who accept and affirm all tribal citizens. And we heard that message pretty loud and clear, that folks are ready to do that and ready to embark on this work. So that's pretty exciting.
It is. Yeah. What are some of the areas of policy and law that are covered in the toolkit?
First and foremost, we focused on the definition of family, because family is really something that's at the center of a lot of tribes and tribal focuses. You know, the family is where everything revolves. It's where traditions are passed from one generation to the next. So really we focused on how do we protect all of our families through everything from the freedom to marry, a sample tribal resolution on the freedom to marry, adoption, child welfare, everything that has to do with the definition of family. It's probably the largest section of the toolkit. It's about 60 pages, covers protections for families.
By the by, it's my understanding that there are already some tribes in the U.S. who legally wed same-sex couples. Is that that's correct?
That's correct. Although similar to states, there are some tribes that currently now have legal domestic partnerships under their tribes. They have so they'll have a marriage law, but then they'll have a separate domestic partnership law. Really, what we're trying to do is follow suit of what many states who affirm the freedom to marry is and have just an inclusive marriage ordinance. We would love to see tribes do just an all-inclusive marriage ordinance. So any two persons wanting the freedom to marry have that freedom to marry. So that's what we're – but yes, definitely, there are tribes across the United States that have that already.
And you two are married. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Candace and Amanda?
We definitely would have loved the opportunity to be married legally, or I'm not sure the exact terminology, which I definitely find this toolkit very useful and resourceful, whereas I guess the only term I could use is tribally married. We were able to utilize our traditional spirituality. And so I guess that walks hand in hand with being two-spirit is there is no boundaries within our traditional aspects and our spirituality.
And, you know, obviously marriage isn't just a ceremony, but it's a process going forward. And I'm interested in how you feel supported by your community in that. In having your family and having your relationship?
Like I had said, I'm from South Dakota. And I think the foundation of any spirituality or culture has to be enriched with the identity of your own history, your own cultural prospects, as well as traditions that your family and your spirituality defines. And a part of that is definitely, as C. Adam stated, the virtues of family. And I think the stronger the values and the spirituality that you have, the more strength and the more support that you have. And so coming from South Dakota, my family is very fluent in our language, in our traditions, and in our spirituality. And I feel that being two-spirit, it allows us to find our place within our community. And so within our culture and spirituality, my family definitely supported us. And there was no question and no doubt that we unified our two spirits.
All right. Thank you. We're going to hear from Ani and Jennifer about KBOO.
And that is right. You are here with us, KBOO, your community radio station, out loud on the air right now. And we are looking to raise $300 for this program and community support. It's easy to do. We know that you're listening because this show is important to you, because queer issues are important to you. Hearing from the guests that the hosts bring you every week is important to you. That's why you tune in with your ears. Now it's time to support what is, in fact, important to you with a little bit of your hard-earned change. Give us a call at 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. You'll be glad you did, and so will we. You'll feel better about listening to the radio. Go ahead. If you have not been a KBOO member before, take the challenge. I know that it worked for me. I know it's worked for everyone I've checked in with afterwards. You listen to the radio a little bit differently after you become a member, because you know that it's your money, in part, that is paying for the signal. You know that it is your money that is paying for the equipment in the studio. It's your money that's maintaining this building, that's keeping us going, that is, in fact, sustaining this 45-year legacy. Give us that call at 877-500-5266. Or online, you can join us at kboo.fm.
That's right. And when you call in and make your pledge today, you become our partner. You listen to us. You learn from us. You get exposed to new music, new ideas. And when you call in with your pledge, then you become a part of this station. We're all a community. We're all in it together. If this is a program that speaks to you, now is the time to call. Call 1-877-500-5266 or log in to kboo.fm.
And I want to thank the restaurants who have given to KBOO today to help sustain our volunteers as they work in this membership drive raising funds for community radio. That's Delfina's Bakery at 4636 Northeast 42nd Avenue, Teriyaki Town at 4434 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, and Hot Lips Pizza, 1432 Southeast 22nd Avenue. These are businesses that have supported KBOO today, and now we ask you to please take a moment and support KBOO your very own self. It is, in fact, only through the direct action of community members listening that we keep going. It is that simple. We are independent community media. We rely on you, our listeners, to pay the bills here. We have about 80% of our funding coming directly from you, our listeners. And so it's time for you to step up to the plate and say yes to community radio. Say yes to your community. Take the action that actually not only supports yourself, but supports your entire community. Take that action now. Pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
Ani mentioned that the station has been around for 45 years, and with your contribution, we can keep it around for another 45 years. So call in 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. Be a part of this community. You're already listening to us. Drop what you're doing. Give us a call. Make your pledge. It could be $5 a month. It could be $10 a month. We're not asking for a lot here. Just do what you can. Be a part of it. We're not collecting money to pay giant corporate expenditures. We are operating on a very small staff, and it's mostly volunteer-driven.
Very much so.
So you could volunteer here. You can really be a part of KBOO. You can come down to the station anytime, check it out, look around, meet the volunteers, see where your money is going. Call in 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm.
Yeah, Jennifer, you speak the truth. We do this as a labor of love. So many community members, about 500 people volunteer at KBOO. Over 200 of them are on the air, just like Alan, who you're listening to, hosting Out Loud this afternoon. Just like Jennifer, who is here helping me raise some funds for you right now. Just like Brooke and Sam and Jimmy. And it's Liam. Look at Liam right there. All of these people come in and give of their time every week, every day in some cases, to make community radio happen for you. They are the people that work tirelessly behind the scenes as a labor of love, as volunteers who are here to serve the community. And all we ask now is that you, the community, step forward and pay the bills, that you keep the transmitter going, that you keep the lights on. It just takes a little bit of time and a little bit of money and a little commitment. If you can do a $5 a month contribution or a $10 a month contribution, call in and say you would like to sustain KBOO in a monthly way. And our phone answerers will let you know a little bit more about how that works and get you set up in just a couple of minutes. Perhaps you'd like to just take care of things in a one-time gift. You are certainly welcome to do that. Just bring your credit card to the phone and dial 877 500 5266. I'd like you to know that for your $60 contribution, you could get a pair of tickets to the salsa dance party on Sunday night. It's a 9-piece salsa and Latin jazz band. It's Palante. They're legendary around here. Nick Geffro, who is one of our very own DJs on Jazz Lives on Wednesday afternoons, why, he's reunited Palante. They're starting to play out again. They are brilliant, and they are playing a benefit for KBOO this Sunday night. $60 contribution on your credit card right now will get you a pair of tickets to see Palante. It includes a salsa dance lesson, and that's a 21 and over show at the Fontainebleau this Sunday evening. Whatever, you know, enticement you might want, you know KBOO is the real value you get. So call now and support your community. 877-500-5266.
Great. Thanks, Ani. Welcome back to Out Loud. We're talking with Siadam Edmo, Candace Brings Plenty Right, and Amanda Brings Plenty Right about Two-Spirit folks and the Native American community. I want to read a quote from Joan Burbick. She says that the term Two-Spirit was coined at the 1990 Native American Gay and Lesbian Conference as a way to resist the history of colonization and homophobia connected with the equation of Berdash with deviancy. So this is, if that's true, the term Two-Spirit is a relatively new, a new usage.
Definitely. It was, like you said, at that 1990 conference, a way for the community to come together and choose a word that they thought was all-encompassing, and that would be an umbrella term. And really the meaning of Two-Spirit, as I have kind of pieced it together from, you know, the numerous people that I've met throughout my time in Two-Spirit organizations, is that Two-Spirit is an umbrella term that encompasses LGBT, QI, and then as well as genders. And so it's really fluid, it's really open, and really is a term that lets individuals self-identify, or even not self-identify. But it's not a term that everybody likes either. A lot of tribes, you know, currently I think there's like 564 federally recognized tribes, and that's only federally recognized, not the tribes that have been terminated or are no longer in existence. But each of those tribes have their own culture, their own language, and therefore they have their own terminology for what a Two-Spirit is or what Two-Spirit means to them. And a lot of those tribes still prefer that. There are tribes more popularly known, the Navajo, that actually identify third and fourth genders. And they have their own languages for that as well. So a lot of people are sticking to their language, but a lot of people do use that Two-Spirit term, which encompasses, like I said, sexuality, gender, and also a cultural role, which can differ from just being actually a gay Native. Mm-hmm. So there's responsibility within that role and that culture.
Tell me a little bit about what you mean by responsibility within that culture.
So our cultures, many of our cultures, we all have roles, purposes, whether that be gender specific, as many, you know, traditional books that you read, history books, you know, the men were the hunters, women were the gatherers, kind of a thing. But it goes more succinct than that. There were healers, and there were negotiators, and there were matchmakers, and there were foster parents, and there were tribal leaders and warriors. And that's grown, you know, throughout history. And Two-Spirits have always been a part of any of those roles. And we're often the negotiators. And I think that's where that term really came together as Two-Spirits, because Two-Spirits within their communities were seen as being able to negotiate, because they're being able to see both sides of the pictures from a masculine and a feminine perspective. And so a lot of the times their roles were really matched with that perspective of being able to see both sides, or being able to have a balance.
So that's interesting. What we're hearing is that Two-Spirit folks, you know, an identity accepting an identity of Two-Spirit or some other language that means possibly something similar or overlapping, it embeds you in a community role. Whereas for mainstream Americans, to say you're gay or lesbian, for example, means it's about your individual behavior, and that's where it ends. Now, the one thing you can say about, you know, gays and lesbians in America, I think, is that we know that they largely vote Democrat. But other than that, there's not a lot that you can say about what or who they are in society, let alone what sorts of roles they might take on. So it's a really different intersection of personal identity, self-identity, and your place in a community.
Definitely, and it puts a lot of us at an intersection with, culture and sexuality. And, I definitely came head-on with that as a teen in my own coming-out process, being deathly afraid to leave and lose my Native community at any and all costs, but then also not seeing my face within the queer community. Not feeling like I actually had a connection to that community until I came upon Two-Spirit Societies and saw that I could have, basically the best of both worlds. I could be out and open as who I am, and then also have culture and spirituality. And I didn't have to pick and choose. I didn't have to set one down at the door to feel welcome or comfortable within either or.
That's great. Thanks, Amanda. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to add to that and say, as she was saying, within my language, in the Lakota language, the word wink day is defining not the sexual preference, but the lifestyle and the responsibilities and the place that they take as a place of honor. And a term for myself would be wia bloka, which means I live both ways in my life. And so those are a couple of the examples as she was talking about how it becomes tribal specific and specific to the places that you take within your culture and that you already have that identity when you were born. And my dad would tell me that, if anyone questions me, let them know that Hechia Matuke. And he told me, I was born this way.
What is it like to live in a city where so much else is going on, and it's and really, to live in a city means you're tied into everything that America is. In Portland, it's sort of at a lower pitch, a lower key, perhaps, but it's all here. We're all surrounded by sort of the mainstream pressures of all sorts, and that must be really. Really, a much different experience for Two-Spirit folks who are surrounded every day by mainstream America in our city. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it definitely makes sense. But we're also not segregated. I would say, to our individual lives or individual families. I mean. I think much like a reservation community, we have our own tribal community here within Portland metro area. And sometimes it seems ridiculously small. and you tend to know everybody and really watch everybody's kids grow up and then start having babies of their own. And, we work with them and go to school with them. And we have our own little tribal community. It's very eclectic, though, because there are, about 260 tribes identified here in Portland. Mm. Portland was a relocation city, so a lot of natives were, forced out of their tribal communities and put into urban areas. And this is one of the largest urban native populations in the United States. So we definitely do have a sense of community here. But yeah, I think, I faced racism here, I faced sexism here, I faced homophobia here, but I do lovingly call Portland my bubble because, I think I feel more comfortable here than anywhere else. But that was kind of a surprise to me too, like I thought I would face some kind of something in South Dakota, especially driving there, I thought, I'm gonna get something, and there was nothing. I was welcomed with open arms. And Candace's tribal community is just amazing. Everybody was, you know, really welcoming in every aspect of us being a couple and just wanting to know about me individually. So I felt very supported there as well.
I'm currently a grad student at PSU. I'm pursuing my master's in public administration. And whenever I walk into the classroom, I, you know, see the diversity and I quickly identify, you know, the Hispanic community, the Pacific Islanders, as well as African-American, and then there's me. So I definitely stand up and let them know, you know, I'm Native American. And a lot of times I don't put it out there, you know, I'm two-spirit or I'm a lesbian. You know, I talk about my wife. You know, I love my beautiful wife. Or I talk about my wife made me these earrings or this jewelry. So I always make sure to let people know I'm Native American and I'm two-spirit.
See, Adam, do you want to talk about conceptions of two-spirit?
Sure. You know, as a person who is an ally to the two-spirit community and also an advocate for tribal sovereignty and really understanding those two things as a part of one movement. So the way that we at Lewis and Clark and the folks who have come together to make the Tribal Equity Toolkit really view LGBT equality as a part of the tribal sovereignty movement, and that as we work to reclaim our traditions as tribal people, we can't really do that in a very real and whole way without also working for LGBT justice in our tribal communities, because we see that as something, as a piece that was lost during the colonization process, and something that we need to own and also reclaim back as a part of our tribal sovereignty, tribal cultures and traditions. So that's really important, I think. And it's also, I think, really important for the white gay community to recognize as well that in reclaiming this identity, this new modern two-spirit identity, that is this new created umbrella term for our tribal people, also respecting that that's something that is reserved for tribal people. And if folks want to be allies to the tribal two-spirit community, that it's important to not appropriate that term and take it on yourself if you're not a tribal person, that is reserved for tribal people, and respecting that as a part of tribal sovereignty.
All right, thank you. You wanted to talk about grants, Candace.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us what's going on there.
Well, with the Portland Two-Spirit Society, as I was talking about, we're currently working on a grant that also kind of transitions into the Tribal Equity Toolkit in regards to reclaiming our place. Our grant is through the Northwest Portland Indian Area Health Board, and we are currently trying to reduce the stigma of two-spirits within the Native American community. And the way we went at this is our initial activity was in June at the Delta Park powwow. We took the microphone and we talked to the community. We informed them of what we were doing, and we also, I spoke in Lakota and asked the elders if we could speak before them and take our place back in the sacred circle. So my wife dressed up in her regalia, along with a few of our other members, and we took our place within the grand entry. And we were invited with open arms, and we asked the community to dance with us. And we had the largest round dance throughout the entire weekend. So Portland Native American community knows that Portland Two Spirits are taking their place.
Wonderful. I think when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit about the interviews that helped fashion the Tribal Equity Toolkit.
Great.
In the meantime, we're going to hear from Ani and Jennifer.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you so much for bringing these important voices to the air. We're learning a lot this afternoon on Out Loud. We're learning about we're learning about the work of the Portland Two-Spirit Society and the Tribal Equity Toolkit. That's on the surface, but we're also learning how to be allies, and we're learning how our struggles are interconnected. And perhaps you are listening right now and you are not in the LGBTQ rainbow, that's okay. You're listening and you're learning how to be an ally. And that's really important. Maybe you are in the LGBTQ rainbow and you are not Native American. You are still learning to how to be an ally. KABU is this hub that really builds bridges between so many communities. We are here, the volunteers step forward so that we can not only advocate and represent our own cultures and our own communities, but so that we can build bridges between and we can show who we are to the broader populace and we can gain deeper understanding. That is one of the things that KABU does. That is one of the important community services that we provide every day of the year, day in and day out. That's why we would love for you right now to go ahead and give us a call and let us know that you support us, that you are funding KABU, that you are participating in this work of ally building, that you are participating in this work of making sure communities stay informed about what's happening in our own communities and with each other's communities as we intersect, as we have this wonderful Venn diagram that is the essence of KABU. 877-500-5266 or online. Join us at kboo.fm.
It's our job to give a voice and provide a platform to the underserved communities in our region. And now it's your job to call in 877-500-5266. We're not corporate radio. We're not going to make you listen to mattress commercials. We are here to inform you. We're your neighbors. We're part of your community. And we're asking you to call 877-500-5266, log into kboo.fm, or even better, come on down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Come say hi. Come meet us. These are the voices that you're hearing on air. Come and see our faces and meet us in person. Call 877-500-5266.
However it is easy for you to do, we just ask that you take a moment and do it right now, whether you join us online at kboo.fm or whether you choose to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. It is so important that you do it right now. We do have some enticements. We have some thank you gifts. With your contribution of $60, you could get a year subscription to Yes Magazine. It's a great magazine about the positivity that is happening around us and the new world being created together. You can get that with your $60 contribution. Give us a call. Let our phone answerers know that that is how you would like to be thanked for your joining of KABU this afternoon, and dial 877-500-5266.
Thanks, Ani. Welcome back to Out Loud. Thanks, Jennifer, as well. See, Autumn, tell us about the interviews that have informed the Equity Toolkit.
Yeah, over the last year, there have been a group of young tribal leaders and I who went out to communities all over the Northwest to interview elected tribal leadership, executive tribal employees, and cultural leaders about the readiness in Indian Country in the Northwest to implement the Tribal Equity Toolkit. And what we heard from tribal leaders was really great. It was really affirming of the work that we had produced. And it was also very informative for us to understand how articulating the cause of Two-Spirit and LGBT justice in Indian Country needed to happen within Indian Country. So really what we heard was that there was, all throughout tribal communities in the Northwest, really devastating effects to the place of Two-Spirit people in our own tribal societies because of colonization that had been pushed, that history, that tradition had been pushed to the side, and that there was a real longing within the cultural community and networks of tribal communities to revive those traditions, and in recognizing those traditions also enshrine our recognition and our values of equality into tribal law. So that's when we heard this, you know, the strong connection between cultural traditions and tribal governance and the assertion of tribal sovereignty. So those were really important things to hear from our tribal communities, from our own tribal leaders, standing up and articulating how important this work is to the fabric of tribal communities. Because in order to be strong communities and hold together through the ages, we really need civic participation of everyone. We can't afford, we're an already small community. We already experience, you know, great levels, huge, astronomical poverty, that definitely education barriers. Well, all of these lived experiences are multiplied when you are a person who identifies as Two-Spirit. And we can't afford to be losing people or pushing people out of our tribal communities. These are easy fixes. These are easy things that tribes can do to make the steps to becoming more inclusive of all tribal citizens. And I think it's something that each tribe should think about doing. So we're hoping in the next year to pull together tribal cohorts where tribes can talk about moving towards equality and sharing information, sharing stories, sharing strategies about how to become tribal communities that are more inclusive, because we can't afford to keep pushing out tribal people, our own people. We need to stick together.
And the toolkit will have an expanded sense of areas of social life that can be covered very soon.
Right. So next month, during Native Heritage Month, we'll be releasing the Tribal Equity Toolkit 2.0. So again, with the help of the author group that came together, the Native American Program of Legal Aid Services of Oregon, Basic Rights Oregon, Western States Center, and the Indigenous Ways of Knowing Program at Lewis and Clark, we all came together again and decided to do an expanded version of the toolkit. So there'll be three additional new chapters in the toolkit, as well as a glossary. So those are the exciting new additions to the toolkit, and we're really excited to release it again as a tool that's free and available online for everyone to access. We really feel like this information should be out there for people to know and understand. And if you're a person who's not an attorney, I think, you know, the first couple chapters are a good start. The foreword in particular is a really beautiful letter from Robert Kenta, who is a council person with the Confederated Tribes of Siletz Indians. And he really grounds the work of the toolkit. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful individual, and so happy to have him involved with this project.
Where is the toolkit online?
So it's on Lewis and Clark's website. So you can go to www.lclark.edu and just go to the search box and search Tribal Equity Toolkit, or you can just simply Google Tribal Equity Toolkit. We're the only one out there.
Bringing it back to some of the work that the Two-Spirit Society here in Portland is doing, Candace, do you want to tell us a little bit more about the grants you've been pursuing and the upcoming programming the Two-Spirit Society is going to engage in?
Okay, yes, definitely. But first and foremost, I would like to thank Seattle and her affiliates for the work that they're doing, because, you know, being Two-Spirit and also going back to whenever Amanda and I were married, it wasn't until then that I realized that I did not have the rights of all the regular and tribal members that are within each of our tribes. So I'm grateful to think that one day we might have that.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
We just have a moment here. Do you want to give us a hint of what we're going to talk about in a few minutes?
We have some printed media that we would like to share with any of the organizations in Portland, as well as the Native serving organizations, so that we can share a lot of our
our printed media, as well as our safe space decals, so that we can show support and identify the Native serving organizations who do support us.
Wonderful. And we have a Two-Spirit Justice Summit coming up in November. We're going to talk about in just a few minutes. All right, we're going to hear from Ani and Jennifer once more. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you again for this wonderful show this afternoon. Out Loud is what you were listening to, and you are listening to Out Loud on KBOO Community Radio. We are your community radio station. I'm Ani. I'm here with Jennifer, and we are asking you to take a moment out of your day to support your community right now by joining KBOO at 877-500-5266. I dare say this is the only broadcast program focused on LGBTQ concerns in this area. We are so excited that the Out Loud Collective has been going for many years now here on KBOO, and that KBOO is continuing a proud tradition of having queer programming on for so large a part of its 45-year history. How do I know that? Because I'm from Portland. And I grew up queer in North Portland in the 70s when there weren't a lot of queers in North Portland. Trust me. I was 12 years old and I was tuning around, you know, and actually found KBOO because there were suddenly people talking about being gay and being lesbian and being bisexual. Howie Bega Donuts and Carol Steinell, two amazing comedians who were very, very active in the Portland scene in the late 70s, were the producers of that program. And, you know, as a 12-year-old queer kid who really didn't know anyone else like me, I swear it saved my life. It's that kind of really powerful connection KBOO Community Radio makes. It's that kind of connection that, you know, you need to step forward and to support right now. 877-500-5266. No joke. It's like this is a lifeline to people who are feeling a little isolated, feeling a little alienated. Sometimes, you know, all you can do is know that there are people on the other end of that dial, people on the inside of your speakers that actually share some ideas and share some thoughts and share some community with you. That's what we're here for. 877-500-5266 or online, KBOO.FM.
You absolutely will not find this kind of programming on other radio stations here in the Portland area. It's time for you to be our partner. It's time for you to use your dollars to show us your support. We are here representing you. We are here teaching you and being a part of your life. It's time for you to step up and be a part of this station and this community. For $20 a year, that's 6 cents a day, 38 cents a week. You have that much money in your couch cushions right now. We'll take your pennies, nickels, and dimes, bring them down to the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, or call us at 877-500-5266 or log into kboo.fm.
However you can do it, please choose this time to support KBOO today. We are in the beginning of our fall membership drive. We've been doing this for about 5 days now, and we are going strong with your support. We'd love to continue that momentum. We can only do it with your help. Do bring your credit card to the phone. You can become an instant member of KBOO Community Radio, and you can get a pair of tickets for the Salsa Dance Party this Sunday night, benefit for KBOO. The legendary 9-piece salsa and Latin jazz band Palante will be playing at the Fontainebleau over on Broadway Street. And it is, again, like I said, a benefit for KBOO, but you can get a pair of tickets right now for joining KBOO at $60 or more. And that includes a dance lesson. It's 21 and over. And you know it's sure to be a great evening with many of your beloved KBOO community members also in attendance. Do please take us up on that offer. Just pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. Online, you can join us at kboo.fm. Or you can drop by 20 Southeast 8th and take a tour of the station. See more about getting involved with KBOO. Find out how your money is spent. You can see for your very own self, and we would love to meet you. That's 20 Southeast 8th. But you might find the most convenient way to join us is to pick up your phone and dial 877 800-500-5266.
It's time for you to get involved. It's time for you to make your commitment to the station. Think about how many days you listen to this station during the week. Think about what you've learned, what you've gained. Think about the voices that you've heard. And it's time for you to be a part of it. It's, if you've never contributed before, now is the time. If you have contributed before, it's time for you to start thinking about maybe increasing your annual gift or just making an additional pledge. Ani talked about the tickets that you can get as a thank you gift. It's time for you to do your part. Call in 877-500-5266 or log in to KBOO.FM, or better yet, come visit us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland.
Just take this moment and participate. Look to raise about $300 for this hour. And right now, we really do need to hear from you in order to achieve that goal. Many hands make like lifting, as Justin says. It's not important that you give all $300. It's important that you do your part. And as we all do our parts together, in fact, it adds up, and we support community radio on that vibrant sea of diversity of the broadcast air. So do give us a call now and help us raise that $300 we're looking for Out Loud, 877-500-5266.
Thanks, Jennifer and Ani. Candace, what's coming up next?
We've recently reached out to Portland Public Schools, and we're going to be offering our posters and our new Safe Space decal. And we also want to offer that to, like I stated, the Native-serving organizations as well as the non-Native organizations who would like to just state that they support and they're allies of the Two-Spirit community.
And we're finishing up on that media campaign, as you were saying. But we have a temporary website up. It's Portland Two Spirit Society. Actually, it's portlandtwospiritsoc.wix.com/PTSS, which is really confusing. But we are going to be soon launching our website on portlandtwospiritsociety.org. But if anybody needs any information, it's just info@portlandtwospiritsociety.org is the email, and we can get any kind of media to them.
And the group is also on Facebook.
Yes, correct.
Yes. Siannam.
Yeah, so, and lastly, just want to announce that on November 21st, in recognition of the publication of the Tribal Equity Toolkit 2.0, and talking about this work and strategizing about this work in tribal communities moving forward, we'll be having a Two-Spirit Justice Summit. So all day on November 21st up at Lewis and Clark College. You can find that information if you go to www.lclark.edu. And we'll be talking during the day with members from the Northwest Two-Spirit Society as well as the National Two-Spirit Society to really talk about what are our priorities moving forward, what are the marching orders for those of us who are allies. And then in the evening, we'll be having a celebration of the publication of the toolkit, which we didn't get to do last year, but we're doing it this year, which should be exciting. It's open to the wider community. So if you're an ally, if you want to come celebrate with us, 6 to 8, November 21st, up at Lewis and Clark College, we'll be celebrating together.
Wonderful. As a reminder, something we mentioned earlier, the Northwest Indian Storytelling Festival is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Can somebody remind me where to find information on that online?
You can find that on wisdomoftheelders.org.
Great. Thank you so much. I want to plug an event of mine, something that I've been organizing for 7 years now. It's Thrill the World Portland. We're part of the local performance of a simultaneous international thriller dance. This is the seventh year we've done it in Portland. We do it as a fundraiser for SMRC, the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center here in Portland. So if you're going to dance, I hope you'll donate. You can find us on Facebook, thrilltheworld.portland. We have practices. We have 5 more practices to go. And if you come to some of them, I'll be up there showing you how to do this crazy dance and zombie it up. But we'd love to have you either to come out and dance or just to watch. That's at Irving Park, October 26th at 2 p.m., Irving Park. So get in touch if you want to practice with us, dance with us. Thanks so much, Siadam, Amanda, and Candace. Coming up next, Hard Knock Radio. You've been listening to Out Loud, and we are grateful to our guests and to you, the listeners, to those of you who pledge, to Ani and Jennifer, who have been working the phones, taking your pledge calls. Thank you so much.
Welcome back. Out Loud, right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. This is your radio station. We're representing all the different facets of our community here. And one of those facets that we need to see right now is the phone ringing and our phone answerers taking your information to make you a bona fide member of this station. It's only $5 a month to be a sustaining member of the station. That's all we're asking from you people, $5 a month. So I know there is a nice middle-aged man out there who has $60 over budget at this point in the year. We're almost closing in on the holiday season. Well, I'll tell you what, that $60, buy us all a present. Buy us all the present of a continuing presence on the airwaves, not allowing stories to go past without coverage that we think are important stories that deserve attention. That's what we do here. Jennifer, tell them the number.
The number is 877-500-5266. And in addition to the number, we have a website. You can log into kboo.fm, buy us that present. And really, you're buying yourself a present when you become a member of KBOO. As Ani pointed out earlier, when you become a member and you take ownership of the station, you're going to listen differently. You're going to listen to it and you're going to be proud that you put your $60 into this station. You know, it's now getting toward winter. Maybe you put on your winter coat from last season. You found a 20 in your pocket from last winter that you didn't know you had.
We can use it.
Give it to us. We can use it. And in turn, we're going to return the favor. We're going to continue to provide you with quality programming. You're going to listen to us. You're going to learn stuff. You're going to be exposed to new music, new ideas. You're going to be entertained. And all you've got to do is call in 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM, or come on down to the station.